This is VOA News. I'm Tommy with Neith. With no end in sight of the outbreak, the economic repercussions from the shutdown of Chinese industry could trigger recessions in Japan and in Singapore because of the corona outbreak. Reuters' Libby Hogan.
Coronavirus numbers continued to climb in China's Hubei province on Sunday. Officials reported nearly 2,000 new cases and 100 new deaths. That's despite authorities imposing tough new restrictions on movement. Some 300 Americans, who had been quarantined for 2 weeks on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship, were flown home on a chartered flight Sunday.
And with more on that, AP's Julie Walker tells us two charter flights carrying the cruise ship passengers from Japan landed in the U.S. early this morning, one at a California Air Force base and the other at a base in Texas, starting the clock on a quarantine period.
The planes were carrying about 340 U.S. passengers from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, according to Japan's defense minister. The State Department says 14 of those passengers said they tested positive for the coronavirus, but were allowed to board the planes anyway, because they were not showing symptoms. All the passengers will be kept in quarantine on those Air Force bases for 2 weeks.
That's Julie Walker reporting. Meanwhile, Japan's economy has shrunk due to the effects of the country's latest sales tax hike, as well as the ongoing global coronavirus outbreak. Gloria So with Reuters.
Japan's economy is taking a hit, having shrunk more than 6% in the last quarter, its biggest fall since 2014. The coronavirus outbreak is making it worse. Japan is the most affected country outside China, largely due to a cruise ship with more than 400 infected passengers docked in Yokohama. It is also the world's third largest economy, and analysts predict it could contract again this quarter.
That's Reuters' Gloria So reporting. This is VOA News. According to a coalition spokesman, there were no injuries after several rockets struck a base at Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition in Baghdad's Green Zone. It is the latest in a recent string of attacks targeting coalition troops. Last month, Qassem Soleimani, Iran's most powerful general, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. Days later, U.S. service members were injured in an Iranian-launched missile attack on an Iraqi base. The United States and Europe appear divided over the health of the transatlantic relationship following a key security conference in Germany over the weekend, attended by hundreds of political and military leaders. Europeans accuse Washington of rejecting the idea of an international community, but the U.S. said the alliance is in good shape. As Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from Munich, there is an emerging disagreement between Western allies over what exactly represents the biggest threat to Western democracy.
Is the West thriving or declining? For the U.S. delegation, the diagnosis was clear.
The West is winning. We are collectively winning. We're doing it together.
Proof, he said, the U.S. troops defending NATO's border with Russia and America's lead role in defeating Islamic State. Pompeo also pledged $1 billion to help Eastern European countries end their dependence on Russian gas, with the aim of boosting U.S. liquefied natural gas exports. Across the Atlantic, the diagnosis appears very different. French President Emmanuel Macron said the U.S. was undergoing a rethink of its relationship with Europe, and the continent must take charge of its own destiny. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
Syrian troops continue their push to retake territory from rebels and jihadist militants. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Syrian government forces on Sunday took control of several villages in the northwestern province of Idlib and the neighboring province of Aleppo in a continuing push to retake territory from rebels. Local sources reported that forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime captured several villages in Idlib province while advancing on several others in Aleppo that had been under the control of Syrian rebels for nearly 8 years. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said fierce clashes continued Sunday between Syrian government troops on one side and rebel fighters and militants on the other. The fighting comes 2 days after Syrian government forces seized control of the highway that connects the city of Damascus in the south to Aleppo in the north. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.